Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ike Brown. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dick Sharon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Blair reaches second base with a double. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grich reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kaline settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams fields the ball and throws to McNally covering. Safe. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman misplays the ball. That's an error on Brinkman. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bellinger. Kaline moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-2 in the game. Rettenmund hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-2 in the game. Gritch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Stanley. Blair reaches second base with a double. Stanley throws the ball into Taylor, who relays the ball to Rodriguez, who tags Blair trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Rhett Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-2 in the game. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into right field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharon hits a fly ball into right field. Rhett Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Rhett Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bellinger moves to second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-3 in the game. Gritch is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 1, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.